Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Schmidt from the Kosher Sea. We are speaking live from Santa Monica, California. I love East Bay Church. We have a number of guests for this evening. One of them will start in March. The author of the Encyclopedia of Jewish People speak with us before, and we liked them very much last time. There's a very story about how the Manischewitz name came about, the story about tomatoes being placed on an apple by the Ashkenazi Jews, who have never seen such a thing before. And here he is. Gil, how are you?
Also, you'll find a very ancient custom is that we have a the tradition not to generally make dairy pretzels. Because if you do, and you slice it, you go, uh-oh, I got salami on my dairy bread, or you don't do it. So you can do it if you make it in a different form. That is so obvious that it's not not part, not a bread. But generally,
Now, where does that come from? Well, if you really want to know,
Most many most of the Jewish food cups become what they're in surplus. The Hungarians will often serve cherry soup on Shavuot. Why? Because when Shavuot comes late, if it's ripe for cherry, it becomes too early in the year because you missed, like last year, you missed the cherry seed. But the cherry seed is in June. So when you get that, you may hope for that. You say that in the trouble, they might, or the business, they might put cherry in it.
Many of them
were adopted into the human race, and also given, as I said, the importance of all beauty. We have a blend, okay? The blend actually comes out of the curse control of the dolphins, and the person remains the hungry and then the human race. So around the 17th century, they began making, and they used one of the families was cheese. Now the thing about the blend is one blend is nothing, but two blends of clay is either like the two shake glasses, the two loaves of bread that were played, or it looks like the two packets of the chicken sandwich that Moshe brought down one night. So when you eat, I mean, who eats one blend?
Dairy, but he was trying to create
and created French cheese, and accidentally created Bengali cream cheese. And the Jews picked it up. Of course, it's most famous because it's the bagel. Because in Europe, no bagel is either a lox or cream cheese. But that's a whole other issue. We can talk about that some other day with how that came about. But what happened was, there's a guy whose most famous culinary contribution was the Bruce sandwich, which is cheese and sauerkraut on rye. It's very unkosher. But according to him and others, what happened was he was at a dinner party. Somebody brought a cream pie, and he liked the idea, and he said, well, I'm going to substitute cream cheese. And he did. And he had a series of restaurants here that he was serving at. And one of the people who worked at this restaurant was a guy named Leo Lindemann, who started Lindy. Jewish too. Well, it was Jewish style.
And barley is the only type of meat your animals. Laptops,
morning about the book. It seems like the bowels of the mother who beats with her daughter.
I got right. And Great experience, more nice players.
which is Arabic for rice with the honey, but it's also the throat, because in other as I mentioned, the story that on Mount Sinai, when the Torah was given, three floors. So we can trust them to decorate the whole synagogue with greenery and flowers on Shavuot. A model that we want to use that meant roses. And largely one nickname for them of Shavuot, the holiday of roses. And they not only decorate the yard with rose petals, they also get the rose flower water and rose preserve. So we're at the atmosphere. But those of that. So if you go to Brooklyn or Deal, you'll probably get even the Sargent. They look kind of sootlock, which is a rice flower pudding. They make all year round, but for Shavuot, they make it with a rose water off season because it's the holiday. Similar enough that it has a fun texture, but it's sour, but it's not as comforting as the
and they make a dish called kashi,
can be very strange. It's you take a dough and it looks like a cupcake dough. And you take a dough and go down. Italians say cooking look like silver dough. And Romanians will make mama layers. Now, if you're Romanian, you know that cornmeal mosh, your polenta, you know, and the basic thing is that I love Jewish food because this is my kind of time. I love mama layers. I love cheesecake. I love whiskey. I love all the food. And as Ravonda said, you can make these healthier salads. Hard to make cheese salads.
Hello, my friend.
Yes, that's not Tuesday. That's totally good. Which is okay. But it's not Tuesday. Actually, if you want to make it a little lower fat, you can use grain low fat yogurt. But but a lot of the things you can do, they play with it, but it's just their product. And as I said, I might want to play around with some bread this year. I want to thank Maya for having us all here.
I'm going to go to the next one.